You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
If you're a fan of Bowie, he'd have been 71 yesterday, but didn't make it. Cancer took him, as it has taken way too many people. And but this is on HBO, and I would guess it'll be on the entire month. So if you like Mr. Bowie, you can watch that. The football game won't be on all the time, but it'll be on in pieces today and all week long, because that was something to see last night. Nick Saban has never acted so elated and happy in his life, and he said as much, that he was as happy as he has ever been. So he was fired up. After he got way not fired up when that kid missed that 36-yard field goal that would have won the game and it'd have been over. And man, I bet that dude, that poor young man, he was suicidal, God almighty. But the funniest part is that the guy calling the camera shots knew immediately where to go. And once that ball shanked to the left, they cut to the sideline to Saban as he turned and walked off in disgust and released a string of cuss words that were, well, it was quite impressive. So way to go, Nick. And Bama, Roll Tide, his sixth. And he's really, to me, he is impossible to dislike because of his passion for what he does. He lives that. He lives it. And he loves it. And that, to me, is impressive. There was some quote yesterday, I guess it was last year or something. He tried to go with some friends for 2 weeks to play golf, and he got about halfway through it and he realized that he hated playing golf, didn't want to play golf, was not going to play golf. He wanted to go back to work. And it was summertime, and he said, guys, I don't care about this. I just don't care. So he does what he loves, and he does it well and is well paid for it. And, you know, good for him. So I think that the only misstep in his career was that fiasco with the Dolphins, where he just up and just, you know, quit and left. But since then, he's apologized for that. He messed up. It was a tough part of his life. And now, you know, why would he ever leave Alabama? And every year, some knucklehead's going to bring up his return to the NFL. It's not going to happen. He has now won six, as did Bear Bryant. Seems to me that if you win your seventh, then it's time to maybe, well, not play golf, because he hates golf, but do something else. But he's in his mid-60s, looks great. So why should he quit?
Yeah, well, it seems like one of those guys that when he quits doing this job, he's just going to die.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say.
That's what happened to Bear Bryant,
right?
They kept asking him, you know, what are your plans, you know, when you retire? And he said, if I quit, I'll croak. That was the quote. And he quit and died 2 months later. Months later. His last win was in this city. And he quit and he died because this is all he had ever done. So retirement, you know, is one of the biggest causes of death among older men, I guess, in the world. When you quit, what the hell do you do? Golf, fishing, that gets old after a while. You know, you can read and sleep and kind of hang out, but I mean, I've never understood that. People just need structure. I do. And there's got to be somewhere to go, you know, for me or something to do, or in a week, I start to get crazy and I've got to find something to do constructively. And I don't know what that is. Yeah, I just don't get it. So Nick may coach till he's 80. Who the heck knows? Yesterday was Elvis's birthday. The weather was bad, but there were a couple of hundred folks over at Graceland. There was not much made of this, I guess. Elvis would have been 83 years old yesterday. The crowd sang happy birthday to E. He didn't hear them. unless he was there in spirit, which is always possible. There were some remarks and appearances by Kevin Kane, who will be here on Friday to make remarks and comments. County Mayor, our buddy Mark Lutherell, was there and read an official proclamation devoting January 8th to the life, work, and the birthday of Elvis Aaron Presley. So a couple of hundred folks did brave the funky weather. I read this story and I kept the paper. This is an actual newspaper in my hand.
Yeah, you can hear it rattling.
They still make them. I know it's hard to believe for you kids, but they do. Proclamation, blah, blah, blah. After the king's subjects, who wrote this, enjoyed cake and coffee. Please. The festivities moved over to Elvis Presley's Memphis Entertainment Complex for a ceremony. They cut some ribbon over there for a new exhibit called the Hollywood Back Lot. The exhibit opens to the public today, featuring sets and items from the production of the short-lived 2017 CMT series Sun Records, which was not very good and was shot here, but was pretty amateurish by estimations of most people. So there are other events. Well, no, that pretty much capped it yesterday. There was an auction that made national news. I don't understand how they keep coming up with items to sell from Elvis's life. How the hell much can there be left all 87, 40 years later?
I don't
know. What haven't they already sold?
But I guess some people have the stuff and then they put
resell
it back up. Yeah, back Maybe. Up for auction again.
270 items on the block during the multi-hour sale, with bids coming in person, on the internets, and by phone. Among the keys, among the key items, and this is misspelled here. Come on, people.
Uh-oh.
This says among the key times. Among the key items. Come on, proofreaders. Were a diamond and platinum ring that E gave to his girlfriend, Linda Thompson. They got $27,500 for that. A wooden bar from his Beverly Hills home, $22,000. A 22 Colt police positive revolver that went for $20,000, and some other stuff. So the next major Presley event, the annual Elvis Week event marking his passing in 77, will take place, as it usually does, in August 11th through the 18th. So E lives on. He'd have been 83 years old and probably still fighting with Jerry Lee, because Jerry Lee ain't dead. He may never die. Hell, he's the last one around, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's still here.
Little Richard.
Yeah. And how is that son of a gun still kicking? I don't get it. But
poor Chuck died last year.
Yeah, Chuck's gone. And Richard, I guess, can barely function. He doesn't tour or play. But Jerry still does, I guess, when he wants to. So what the heck? Why not? Josh Hysaw is our man in the business of selling houses. And he does this with a fervor. He's into it. He does it a lot. I guess he sold a couple of hundred more last year and the previous year. So this is the guy you want to talk to when it comes down to getting your home sold and getting what the value of it is and getting the right kind of money. The deal can be arranged with a meeting. Just sit down and discuss the value and all that stuff, and you stage it and get all those things done. If it isn't sold in 45 days, Josh will make the payments for you or buy the house outright. That is your choice. A number of people have great success, stories that they have come up with Josh as their guy, and he can be your guy too. Call him for the meeting, 461-8147. And he will talk to you about how this works. 461-8147. Josh Hysaw is the man's name. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com is where he is on the internet. So let this man help you out. He's really, really good at this. And a bunch of these other guys, and they're not clever commercials, are wasting your time being cute on those things. Josh is out selling houses. So I would pick him over anybody else. Coming up, you know, can't we get rid of... It still just amazes me that during the Golden Globe Awards, the endless commercials on NBC, and these networks are still the host stations for the Golden Globes, the Grammys, the Academy Awards, and all of these things, the TV shows and art, and the Emmys, and they host them on these networks. And the majority of the shows that win are on cable, are now Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Hulu. How long can they keep, you know, pulling this off? The network shows won a couple night before last. The NBC show and the show, the Globes are on NBC, oddly. This Is Us, I guess it's a good show. That won some awards. But you know, there were just very few shows from network TV that won. And even odder than that is the advertising. Everything from TNT to Stars and Netflix especially, running advertising on NBC, promoting their networks. That's just weird. But NBC wants the ad money. So what are you going to do? Say no?
Not going to do that.
It's just kind of a strange dynamic. But all the good stuff is on Netflix or Hulu or Prime, and in some cases on the network, the HBOs and the Showtimes and things like that. But even that is becoming kind of passe. It's the same stuff every day. Except for when they show some new stuff or documentaries and things like that. But it's just Die Hard is on someplace every day. Die Hard 2 is on after it. The Big Lebowski is on damn near every day. So I don't know how they program this stuff, but it's just getting stale. That's why people are escaping and bailing from these, you know, cable networks and satellite networks in droves. You don't need them because they're worthless. So the options out there have never been any bigger. And here's one reason why people are dumping the cable and not watching network TV. Do we really need... This is going to be in March. ABC's American Idol is coming back. Why? It's going head-to-head with The Voice. Mm-hmm. They'll both be on at the same time.
That's stupid.
On Monday nights, same time, ABC, NBC. The Voice begins earlier, February 26th. One of these will not make it. But this entire thing has been worn out. They have wrung it dry. There's no talent left in America, and little kids that are singing and or juggling or whatever this has just got to go. But they're cheap to produce, yes. So why not?
Yep.
And that's all that matters. If it's time to get into your insurance for 2018, Rook Insurance is who we would recommend. Proud to have Miss Rook and her company on again for the third year. We thank her for supporting our program and ask you to support her as she does us. She saves people tons of money. We have stories here from Cordova, from Memphis, from Arlington, how she has saved money on auto and life insurance for folks, home insurance, and they offer a long, long list of other things for your insurance needs. It's the home of the Erie rate lock. There's no increases when the year turns over or the month turns over, auto rates locked in indefinitely. And the offering of other kinds of insurance is there. Just call and make an appointment or just ask some questions. That's a good place to start. 867-SAVE. She has a great list, a long list of new clients, and you could be next. 867-SAVE. Rookinsurance.com is where you call. And finally, before the dumbasses, to mark 50 years of Otis Redding's hit, and this song was a hit after he died, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
The Otis Redding Foundation is planning an evening of respect at the Apollo Theater in New York on January 25th. A long list of folks will be performing. His sons, Otis III and Dexter, and a bunch of other people on the 50th anniversary of this song that we'll play you into the break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.